Ezekiel chapter 14. And then some of the elders of Israel came to me and sat before me to inquire of me about Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying this. He said, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts, and they put the stumbling block of their iniquity before their faces. Should I be inquired of at all by them? For this reason, say this to them. Thus says Sovereign Yahweh, every man of the house of Israel who sets up his idols in his heart and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and comes to the prophet, I, Yahweh, will answer him who comes according to the multitude of his idols, so that I can take the house of Israel in their own heart, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. For this reason, say to the house of Israel, thus says Sovereign Yahweh, repent, turn from your idols, turn away your faces from all your abominations, for every one of the house of Israel, or of the stranger, the foreigner that travels in Israel, who separates himself from me and sets up his idols in his heart and puts the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face and comes to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, Yahweh, will answer him by myself. And I will set my face against that man, and I will make him a sign and a proverb, and I will cut him off from the midst of my people, and you will know that I am Yahweh. And if the prophet is deceived when he has spoken a thing, I, Yahweh, have deceived that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand upon him, and I will destroy him from the midst of my people Israel. And they will bear the punishment of their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet will be just like the punishment of the one who seeks him, so that the house of Israel can go no more astray from me, so that it may no longer be polluted at all with their transgressions, but instead so that they may be my people, and I may be their Elohim, says Sovereign Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh came again to me, saying this, Son of man, when the land sins against me by trespassing grievously, I will then stretch out my hand upon it, and break the staff of the bread of it, and send famine upon it, and will cut off man and animal from it. And though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in this land, they would only rescue their own souls by their righteousness, says Sovereign Yahweh. If I cause noisome animals to pass through the land, and they spoil it so that it is desolate, so that no man can pass through because of these animals, even though these three men were in the land, as I live, says Sovereign Yahweh, they would be able to rescue neither sons nor daughters, but they only would be delivered. But the land will be desolate. Or if I bring a sword on that land, and say, Sword, go throughout the land, so that I cut off man and animal from the land, even though these three men were in the land, as I live, says Sovereign Yahweh, they would be able to deliver neither sons nor daughters, but only they would be rescued themselves. Or if I send a pestilence into that land, and pour out my fury upon it in blood, to cut off from it man and animal, even though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, says Sovereign Yahweh, they will deliver neither son nor daughter. They will only deliver their own souls by their righteousness. For thus says Sovereign Yahweh, how much more when I send my four sword judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, the famine, and the noisome beast, and the pestilence to cut off from it man and beast. And yet, look and understand, within it will be left a remnant that will be brought out, sons and daughters. Look and understand, they will come out to you, and you will see their way and their doings, and you will be comforted concerning the evil that I brought upon Jerusalem, concerning all that I brought upon it. And they will comfort you when you see their ways and their doings, and you will know that I have not done without cause all that I have done in this land, says Sovereign Yahweh. End of chapter.